My husband was driving our three youngest sons, ages 6, 7, and 9 at the time, to school in his black Toyota Camry when he saw blue lights flash in his rearview mirror. He remained calm and continued talking to the boys while moving from the left-hand lane to the middle lane to allow the police car to pass by. He noticed the cruiser lurched into the right lane. It was now next to him. Glancing over, he was shocked to see the officer shouting at him to pull over. With his eyes on our boys in the back seat, my husband slowly pulled to the side of the road. The police officer got out of his car and approached the passenger side of my husband's car, with his hand over his weapon, screaming, "Roll the goddamn window down!" My husband pushed the control button, and as soon as the glass got far enough to show my husband's face, the officer visibly relaxed, moving his hand away from his gun. "Why the hell didn't you pull over when I told you to?" he said. His tone was now one of exasperation and no longer aggressive and threatening. My husband explained he was confused because he wasn't speeding. The police officer then peeked in the back seat at my three brown babies strapped in their seatbelts, sitting in wide-eyed silence. The officer looked back at my husband and said, "Do you know what kind of people drive cars like this?" My husband asked, Toyota Camrys?" The officer snorted and said, "Dark cars with tinted windows." He looked in the back seat again. "Next time, pull over when you see lights." That was it. My husband drove off and dropped the boys at school. My husband is white. I am a black mother. I cried for 3 days after my husband told me this story. If one of my children encountered the same situation in the future, how would it turn out for them? What would have happened if that officer saw a brown face in the driver's seat instead of a white one? That incident took place 6 years ago, and I still feel knots in my stomach every time I think of it. In addition to my constant concern about their safety, I worry about what an experience like this teaches my kids about their place in society. Does it make them feel targeted, distrustful of others? Like any parent, I want my children to live with more love than fear. I want their childhood to be filled with memories of feeling safe and valued. I want them to know that they belong, freely, unapologetically, and with the power to create change that will make this world better for themselves and others. How can we do that? How, in this world of injustice, can we give our children this kind of childhood, this sense of their own power? As any mother can attest, from the moment we learn we're going to have a child, an indescribable feeling of unconditional love takes root. We instantly recognize the potential of this growing human life, and we just as quickly begin to wonder how we can do right by them. How can we teach them to be a good person, to be kind, to do no harm? From the beginning, motherhood is a form of activism. While this has long been true, the death of George Floyd in May 2020 on the streets of Minneapolis added weight and urgency to our mandate as we confronted the ugly truths that continue to plague our society. Floyd's last whispering word, "Mama," rang out like a battle cry for mothers everywhere. We could no longer sit in a state of denial, apathy, hyperprotection, or fear. Moms all over the country, the world, became a single, collective maternal force on that brutal day. We knew we could no longer let fear stop us from saving our babies. But what do we do to help our children to feel safe, to prepare them for the sometimes ugly truth? Many parents are just waking up to the racial, social, and economic inequities of our time and want to address current events with their young children. More than that, they realize the urgency of the need to be proactive in raising socially conscious children who will be equipped to confront climate change, gun violence, racial injustice, gender discrimination, and economic anxiety. As parents, we are all beginners in some ways. Through trial and error, triumphs, and tragedies, we learn to tweak our approach, to be more creative, and try new things.